everybody, welcome back to the, well, let me move this up here so people can hear me, the cast for episode 30, and still not very prepared.
Nope.
I got Vanessa and Terry here.
Hi.
No, I'm leaving.
Apparently Terry said that he was going to leave. He's not having a good time right now. 3-0. We're midlife right now, yeah. I wonder if on episode 35 we're all going to go out and buy a Corvette.
You should.
Midlife crisis.
Yeah, we could do it. Maybe we should be a little bit more unique about our midlife crisis.
Nah.
No? Go with the Corvette?
I'm good with the Corvette.
Why do that? Why?
Well, it's one Corvette amongst, like, a dozen people now.
Exactly.
So is it like a timeshare thing where everybody just kind of gets like a certain time of
the year? No, I'll be the only one that gets to use it.
Oh, well, why you?
Because it's going to be in my name.
Okay, yeah. Terry has the best credit score, apparently, so I guess Terry's going to enjoy the Cass's
complimentary. I have the best in that Corvette. I don't have one.
See? That's not bad.
Bam.
Yeah. Well, you can't have a bad credit score if you don't have a credit score.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think actually a car salesman told me that when I was buying this car. I went over there and I was like, I don't know. This is fucking 2.5 years ago or whatever. And he says, well, if you don't got a credit score, you don't have a bad credit score. I was like, no, I got
now
a credit
score.
Sign
this paper.
Yeah. Now sign this paper and ruin it. Or start one and immediately ruin it. I'm happy to be able to do a cast so soon again after the last one.
Yeah.
And spacing these far too out. I've said that multiple times.
A month at a time.
Ugh, I don't like that. I've been doing this since May.
Since May, yeah.
Really? Yeah, well, right around my birthday.
Yeah. Isn't that nuts?
Yep.
Fucking, that's forever ago.
It doesn't seem like that long.
It doesn't. I've been working on Hogwarts for almost a month now. It'll be a month and 5 days.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that is that. That right there is ridiculous. Especially for me.
Burn it down.
No.
Burn the stone down. I guess you can burn all the wood that I've been putting inside of it now.
So it'll be like the attack on Hogwarts in the movie.
Terry's going to change the skin of his Minecraft character to what are they called? The bad ghost things.
Death eaters or
the Death Eaters.
Yeah, you're going to be a Death Eater, Terry, with the mask on.
That name doesn't seem fitting. Death Eaters? Like, if they eat death, then why do you die?
Then they're not hungry anymore.
Well, wouldn't it be more appropriate that they eat life?
No.
Life Eaters?
Life Eaters.
Well, they have to kill you so that they can eat the death.
But they don't kill you. They, like, suck out your innards.
That's how they kill you.
Oh.
That's the Dementors, not the Death Eaters.
Yeah, Dwight. Stupid.
Yeah.
Building Hogwarts, you don't even know about that?
No. No, I actually have a few people asking me, like, if I'm going to do this one little part that I had no idea that existed. And, like, apparently there's, like, a trophy room or something behind them in the Great Hall or something.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Are you going to do the, like... Are you going to do, like, the courtyard? Because there's, like, the yard.
There's two courtyards.
Yeah, and there's the one with, like, the, where they have their herbology classes, so there's, like, a greenhouse out there somewhere.
Yeah, the greenhouses are on the outside, actually.
Yeah, Hagrid's hut.
Yeah, no, I'll be doing that. That's far out. Well, I'm going to be stopping when the Dark Forest starts. Because the Dark Forest surrounds them, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's where I'll stop. I'll just plant a shitload of trees and put signs out, don't go this way! Bad stuff's out here.
Just plant the trees so close together that you can't even go out.
That would be a good idea. And then I'd see, like, people fucking hacking away through the trees to get through them.
I'm going to find a way to get a ghast from the Nexus or whatever it's called and bring it there. I'm just going to make them follow me around shooting fireballs at the walls, blowing it up.
Are they actually called ghasts?
Yeah.
Okay. I keep hearing people call them ghasts instead of ghosts. Yeah, and I'm like...
Ghasts.
Are you from, like, Sweden and just retarded, or are you 9 years old? And, yeah. Okay, I'm glad they're called gas, and people aren't just stupid and putting A instead of O. Yeah, that would be awesome if we can figure out how to spawn those, at least.
and have them chase people around.
Yeah.
Those things are huge.
Yeah, it's a new mob that he released in the Halloween update. It's this giant ghost that it looks like a jellyfish.
Yeah.
Like a ghost jellyfish that shoots like fireballs that explode at you. And it'd be awesome to get those, but that doesn't really fit in the Harry Potter realm.
It does. We'll make it fit.
Zombies do, though.
Yes, zombies.
Zombies fit everywhere. I'll put them on the Quidditch field. They can just run around on the bottom.
That's what happens if you fall off your broom. You get eaten by zombies.
That's what happens. What sucks is that I'm realizing that now that I'm doing courtyards and stuff, when you plant grass, that's where animals spawn. And like if you anywhere grass is, that's where animals can spawn. And if you're basically in a pit of stone like I am, and you start planting grass, they'll just spawn in that area. And so I got a bunch of pigs and chickens and stuff just fucking wandering around Hogwarts. Stupid. I don't like it. I just finished the... Well, I didn't finish it. I finished laying out the grass for the second courtyard on the other end. And halfway through doing it, there's fucking chickens everywhere already. I was getting pissed. But, whatever.
You could always dump a bucket of lava on them. Or use your flint and stone or flint and steel, whatever.
Well, see, you can't put it directly underneath them with the flint and steel.
Oh.
So you have to kind of, like, lead them into it.
Just surround them with fire. And
eventually they'll get hit, yeah. But it doesn't kill them as quick as lava does.
Yeah, lava's just, boop, dead.
Yeah. But then you got to worry about if the lava's going to spill over or not. And it just becomes a mess. Actually, real quick, before we get too far away from that, intro was from the Glitch Mob, a song named Fortune Days. I've been listening to their CD a lot lately, and some people who have watched the time lapses will know that those songs have been in there, so you probably have heard that one already. I've used that one. I like it, though. It's a good band.
I didn't really.
Oh, well, okay. Well, maybe you won't be on the next cast. Who knows? Maybe Terry will just be gone on vacation. I've actually, on Pandora, introduced me to this new band called The Script. You ever heard of them?
Nope.
They kind of sound like a mixture of Jason Mraz and Maroon 5. It's interesting. There's no scatting, but I think that's all right. So... It's a good band, though. It's a alternative rock, I guess. Tired?
Yes.
Or bored?
No, I'm tired. Oh. I can't wait till daylight savings. I'm going to go to bed early and then get that extra hour and just be done. Never have to sleep again.
That'll be the last day that you need to sleep. That's good. When did you say daylight savings time was?
Tomorrow. Wait, tonight or tomorrow? It'll be tonight at 2 a.m., so Sunday, 2 a.m.
I should release a podcast at 2 a.m. So it does, like, you know, it's posted on here, but it was posted in.
Just destroy the time-space continuum.
With a podcast. Who knew I had so much power? This is the first time you've been in the new layout of the room.
I like it.
Yeah. It's a little easier to get around, and I'm farther away from the TV. Which is a good and bad thing. Bad for first-person shooters, good for my eyes.
Yeah.
So, even though we were doing pretty good at Battlefield the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
It's always fun.
Well, when you have...
Someone needs to get it.
She's talked about before that she doesn't really like multiplayer.
I don't play multiplayer online, really. I like playing the campaigns.
Well, I like that too, but campaigns end.
They do.
Multiplayers don't.
I'm just...
Always different, too.
I don't know. Maybe. We'll see.
Just check it out. Just check it out. Return Fable.
I checked out Medal of Honor to play the campaign.
Oh, so. Yeah, I want to do that too. Yeah,
apparently that's the only reason I get Medal of Honor.
Yeah.
Play through the campaign and then go return it. There's a lot of that time games, you know, like World War II games.
Right.
Army games, stuff like that. Like, there's... What was that one? Homefront. That's coming out next.
I just read about that.
Yeah.
That looks interesting.
Yeah.
I'm kind of worried how people will think of Korea after that.
Well, a lot of people don't really think highly of Korea already.
Right. That's not going to help them.
South Korea, though, right? South Korea is the main one.
Yeah.
Or is it North Korea?
I'm pretty sure it's South.
Okay. We like North Korea, then. They're cool. We invite them to our parties. our big American parties. Yeah. So we saw Due Date last night.
Yes.
Yep.
That was a pretty funny movie.
Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah. It's worth going and seeing. Jimmy Fallon lied, though. He said it was funnier than The Hangover.
It wasn't.
It wasn't funnier, but I would put them close together.
Yeah. I wouldn't put it that much below it.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Yeah. Good movie. I still think it's funny about all the people that were just laughing because Zach was on the screen.
Yep.
Like, he was just on the screen. He didn't say anything. He wasn't even being funny. He just walked on the screen and people were laughing.
It's just the effect he has on people.
He has that presence of, of being, I guess. But it's a good movie. I expected actually more Jamie Foxx than what was actually in the movie.
I didn't.
You didn't expect more of
him? I was surprised, like, oh, he's only in 5 minutes. Like, he wasn't supposed to be in it very long.
Yeah, well, I don't know. From the trailers, you see him.
Yeah, you see him a couple times in the trailers. But
yeah, but, you know, most of the time when you see people in trailers, they're usually kind of a main person in the movie, but not Jamie Foxx. He was only in for a little bit, and they went two drain things, and then that was it.
Yeah.
And gave him the car, and that was it.
We were talking about it after everybody left, me and Israel and Robert, and we were saying that we kind of feel that the commercials kind of, like, took away the funniness of it.
Yeah.
Because it was, like, the main funny parts. Well, not the main funny parts, but some of them that they showed in the commercials. So when you watched it in the movie, it's like, oh, haha, that was cool.
Yeah,
I've seen that already.
Trailers these
days. See, that's the thing. Like, I saw that intro when he first met him, when he knocked on the bags. I saw that on Jimmy Fallon. They showed that whole entire clip where he's like, you know, I'm sorry, I can't touch your luggage, you know. I thought that would have been great if I just saw that naturally, you know, if I didn't see it beforehand, so. Kind of sucks.
Trailers and Jimmy Fallon ruin movies.
Jimmy Fallon and Zach, though, had a really funny skit in that show of his.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were talking about, oh, remember that Canadian soap opera that we were both on? He goes, yeah, I do remember that. He goes, yeah, you were pretty hard to work with or something like that. And he goes, well, what do you mean? He's like, well, you made everybody use mannequin hands. And he said something, I was like, is it either mannequin hands or mannequin arms? I mean, they had the whole arm thing, but he said, like, arm safety is a very important issue for me, Jimmy. And so they go through the whole skit, and it's just like, basically they're playing pool, and they have these mannequin arms. And it's funny. You should go see it. Just go on Hulu and look for the excerpt. That's the only thing you need to watch about that show. Jimmy Fallon's not very funny.
I don't like Jimmy Fallon.
Do you?
I like his show.
Yeah. I don't like Jimmy Kimmel at all. I always get those two mixed up.
For Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah. Jimmy Kimmel seems more like a dick.
Yep.
Like, just doesn't care. Just out there talking to talk, you know? What else?
Nothing. We're dead.
That was it?
Yep.
That's the cast?
I have a question. Okay. So my whole reason, main point for being evil in Fable was to get the wings, right?
Okay.
So you go at the end and Terry hasn't played it yet.
No.
Oh, dang it.
I don't care.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You go at the end and you're at the end of the road, right?
Oh, just a preference for everybody who is listening who doesn't want Fable to be spoiled for them.
It's hard to talk about it without talking about it.
Yeah, so just go ahead. They have their warning. So.
Okay, so at the end when you're at the Road to Rule, right when Albion's about to be attacked, and she's like, oh, you're going to fight in her true form. And then it shows if you get the angel wings or the evil wings.
Yeah.
So it shows, well, I got the evil wings. But after that, like, you know, how you beat it and then you get to play the game after you get to finish the quest. Do your wings ever show up while you're fighting after that?
Yeah.
Because I was watching the GameStop TV and they showed it, but mine haven't come up yet. Like...
Yeah, mine come up all the time.
Mine don't.
It's a few times. It's when you do flourishes. That you can't, not just regular attacks. Okay. Do you not do flourishes?
I didn't know that. I just...
Did you not know about flourishes? Or you just
No, I did. I just didn't know how you got them to show up, because that was like the whole
point. Because when you hold it, like, your wings come out and get all crazy and you glow and shit, and then, like, when you let go of it, he spins, or, well, she, for your instance, would do a bunch of crazy shit. And then they would go away. And then when you do another flourish, they pop up.
Because I was, like, super depressed, and I was, like,
sometimes. Stupid. Some flourishes they didn't. But, yeah, no. I thought that, I don't know, in the earlier Fables, you had, like, a halo, you know, like, hovering around and stuff like that.
The second one, you get, like, devil horns and, like, all this stuff. I kind of...
You have this glow to you all the time.
Yeah, and I, like, I didn't really like how they... Because, like, my characters, I always do mostly, like, magic-based. So I love using the magic. And I like that when you use it and you, like, do the power-up or whatever, you get the designs that come up on your clothes and stuff.
Yeah, that's your tattoo set.
Yeah, so. I like that. But I kind of don't like how they took out the will lines. I like how the will lines look in the second one from
the
using
what?
The will lines, the blue lines that you got from using the magic.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah. Well, that was the veins. Yeah. The veins were like glowing with magic or some shit. Now it's just the tattoos. So if you want to change them, you just switch up your tattoos.
Yeah, the only thing I don't like is freaking the girls' clothes suck. So every tattoo I put on there, you can't see because it's covered by clothes. Yeah. Unless I want to run around like in my bra and underwear. It's stupid.
Yeah, well, I'm like two sets of clothes away from getting all of them. I need the queen outfit and the girl masquerade outfit. And then I get that achievement for having all the clothes.
I'm missing like 16 pieces too.
Yeah. I'm playing through right now on another gamer tag of mine as a girl, and I don't know, I'm taking it slow, I guess. I don't know, I played the shit out of that game the first week. I played for hours and hours at a time just trying to get like all the achievements and do everything. I own every bit of Albion.
Yeah,
like,
so do I.
I have 40 million in gold just like hanging out. It sucks, though, that you have to go and repair all the buildings, though.
I know.
I thought, like, the repair cost was related to your rent. Like, if your rent was low, then they wouldn't, like, destroy shit all the time, you know? But if it was high, then they would just be like, you know, fuck this place, you know? And just start throwing shit around, and they'd ruin their house. So I tested it out on a few. I put my rent all the way down to zero, and it goes down just as fast.
Dumb.
So...
I know, now that I checked it out, and I gave it back, so when I check, or when I buy it, because my sister wants to buy it, so I'm kind of hoping that whenever she buys it, I'll just come back and, like, I'll have, like, a shit ton of money, because I have
it. Doesn't work like that anymore.
It doesn't?
No.
That's so stupid.
Yeah, that's the first thing I tried, because my first building I bought, I tried doing the same trick that you can do in Fable 2, where you can disconnect your box from Xbox Live. You set your date back, like, fucking 25 years, and then you go in the game. And then you won't get any money, but you save that file, back all the way back out to your dashboard, switch it to, like, 75 years later, and then you come back in, and then you get, like, $5,000 trillion. And then that was awesome to learn in Fable 2. And you can't do that in Fable 3. Now it's done by game time. Like, the longer you stay in, it's every 5 minutes that you accumulate.
Yeah, I knew it was every 5 minutes. And then to get the achievement, I can't remember what it was, the one where you get, like, your bounty is, like, 5,600 or something like 15, that.
15,000.
Yeah, 15,000. And so I was doing it, and it, you know how it has a time on it before you become unwanted? And
No, I was good.
You were good?
Yeah, because it's a lot easier to get a lot of the achievements when you go good the first time.
Yeah, I have to make a good character, but there's, when you... go massacre the town, there's a they put like a wanted time on you for like how long you're wanted, and it was like I don't know, it was like 158 minutes for me. So, and that time goes when you play the game. Like, if you go, if you turn it off and then come back, it's still at the same time.
That sucks.
So you have to play the whole time and wait for your bounty time to go down. So it was just like, oh, so tarded.
Yeah, I thought it was weird because I noticed that you started playing and I, you can compare stats against other people in the Xbox Live room.
Mm-hmm.
And I was checking my rank on a lot of them, and like 90% of them, I'm number one on them. And then all the ones that I wasn't was like how many villagers you've killed, you know, how many people hate you, and stuff like that. And it was either you or Cameron that was always on top of those ones. And I thought it was weird because you just started playing, and like I checked like how many crimes were committed, and I had like 20 or something because I accidentally stole some things.
Yeah.
And you had like 174 or something yeah. by that time, and I'm like, she just started playing. What the fuck is she doing?
Yeah, I started.
And I was like, I guess she's going evil.
Yeah, right after you get the mercenary outfit to go to the camp, that's when I started.
I thought that was funny right because you have to like that. Put on a beard and stuff.
Yeah, because I
as a girl is funny.
If I made the mistake because I had like three different characters, I had one that was at the end, and then I just started over another evil one. And I,
why would you go evil twice?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Just
get behind it, just went for
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and so I made the mistake of going evil before I got the mercenary outfit. So, because when you go, when you're evil and you're the town, whatever you're wanted, you can't buy anything or you can't like
people run away from
go
you
to any
shops.
Store. Yeah, yeah. So it's
that's
like
why it went good.
And my time was like 100 minutes before it went down. So I like had fucked myself because I couldn't do anything. So
that
I just,
sucks.
Yeah. So I'm probably gonna start in over when I get it back and be a good one, so I could get the I want the Henry VIII achievement.
I did that, and it didn't give
work?
It to me. Yeah, I fucking married 7 girls and killed 2 of them. Steve. And that's one more than I had to, and I didn't get it. I was pissed, because it takes forever to go through all the fucking quests to make them love
yeah.
you. And then you gotta marry them, and that takes forever. And then you gotta find a house, and then... Stupid.
It's
I
hard.
Killed 2 of them, I still didn't get it.
Oh,
another one that sucks is making 20 friends. I lose them. I don't know what's going on. Like, it shows your achievement progress. At one point, I had, like, 7 out of 20, and I'm like, all right, sweet, you know, whatever. And I log off, and I come back on, and it's, like, 2. People stop becoming your friend. And then, like, you go and do other ones. Like, I was trying to work on it again. I got back up to about 6 or so, and then I finished 1, and then I lost 4. It's impossible. Like, you have to be the greatest person in the world to have these people love you. And if you are that good... then everybody's already friends with you. So you can't get the achievement anyways. Because you can't make friends to friends, you know?
You can go mm-hmm. punch them in the face and then...
Yeah, you could go... I guess you could go make them hate you and then punch them in the face and, you know, and then do a quest. Be like, hey, I'll take this package of yours across town.
We'll call it even.
Yeah. And he goes, that sounds like a great idea, so... I don't know. A few things I don't like about that game. Like, I can't find the fucking last flower and... what's that place called?
Aurora,
yeah. I have 29 out of 30. Can't find the last one. Don't know where it is. The place is huge.
I know.
It's just a
right?
huge desert.
Sandbox.
Yeah, so...
Hearted.
And finding the books is going to suck, too. I have 21, I think, out of 30 of those. And I've already done keys and gnomes.
The gnomes aren't that hard to find.
Yeah, they're actually really easy. I found 25 of them on my own.
Yeah.
And, like, I just needed a guide to show me where the last 5 were.
It's so funny. I can't remember what... I was just wondering... Because I didn't, like, look. I just kind of found them. But I was, like, looking. And you know how, like, if you turn one way or the other or whatever, you can hear their voice where they're at?
Yeah.
And I'm walking and I'm trying to find it. And freaking... I hear the little voice and it tells me... Because they make sexist comments at me since I'm a girl. So he tells me to go back to the kitchen. I thought it was the funniest thing ever.
Did you feel bad for shooting him?
No.
Not good for shooting him.
That's pretty funny. They only have like 4 positive comments. Mm-hmm. And it's just general statements like never go out in the forest without a gun or something like
yeah.
that. You know, they're never that positive. But
just dropping life lessons on
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's it. Only 4 of them. And then they have like a list of like 30 something of insults to talk to you about. I thought they were going to sing more. Because, like, when you first start that quest, they kind of sing right there. And I thought that was funny. You know, I was like, that's kind of cool, you know. And I thought you'd be able to, like, just find them out, like, you know, just singing songs.
Mm-hmm.
But no. I was sorely disappointed that they were not singing. I'm almost done with the gun one, too.
I haven't done any upgrades.
Well, the one achievement is just upgrading one all the way. That's it. Just one gun. The other one is finding all 50 legendary weapons. And I found a bunch just by doing those crazy quests like the keys and gnomes and stuff. But I'm going to have to find someone to trade with. Robert told me that he was going to fucking co-op with me on this game, but I didn't see that yet.
He hasn't got... Well...
He doesn't have the game yet.
He hasn't gotten it yet. He's going to order it off the Expert Zone.
I guess.
Yeah. Soon, so...
It was like $17.
Yeah.
Yeah, Terry was telling me about that. Pissing me off.
I haven't done anything on that site for so long. I'm down to newbie again.
I'm at veteran because I went in for like 4 days straight and I just quiz. And now I'm at veteran and I have to get like 5,000 points before I could be, before like the first or beginning of December before I go expert.
I just don't have time for it anymore. It's too much.
Just call in sick and be like, I'm doing
do
service.
My homework for work.
Yeah, I'm doing work. He'll understand.
I wonder if I could get paid for that.
No.
Just sit in the back. Just be like, I'm taking a break.
Oh, by the way, Terry, you got lucky.
What?
Because you don't work the midnight watch.
Yes! Yes!
Wait, for Black Duty?
Black Duty.
Wow.
You work that day, but you don't work the midnight watch.
Yeah. Oh, that means I gotta work like 8 hours that day, huh?
You and Josh and Mark work. And then for the midnight, it's me, Lou, Israel, Robert, and Jacob.
Jacob.
New hires. He worked at our store last holiday season. He's like a big, tall, skinny, white dude with blonde hair.
The guy's at the launch all the time.
Yeah. With his friends
He's
are
the
bros.
One of
the
annoying people.
Oh.
Yeah.
Have fun.
I won't be there.
We'll eventually have to work with him.
Eventually.
Have fun.
Okay.
Just saying. Don't take it the wrong way. Just saying. Have fun. What else has come out? You been playing Fallout at all?
Not since Thursday.
Yeah.
It's just been all work or Battlefield for me.
Yeah. I've gotten more enjoyment out of Battlefield than I did about Modern Warfare.
Yeah.
Modern Warfare, I liked because I was good at it.
Right.
I was good at it, so I was going in and killing a lot of people made me feel good about myself, you know? But it wasn't a fun game. Like, I was constantly angry at the other people, you know, screaming. And if I had a bad game where someone was being a dick, like, you know, they were just running around knifing people.
Bunch of holes in your walls from punching them.
Yeah, that's why I had to pay my room. Just cover up all those patch marks. And, I cared too much about my KD. Like, even though no one saw it, it was just important to me for some reason. So that's why I liked Battlefield. I went in not caring.
This
I said,
fun.
Fuck it. And I just had a lot of fun. I go negative in a lot of games, and I don't care because I had a lot of fun doing it. Those ones are usually my C4 suicide missions.
Yep. Those are the best.
Yep.
I've been taking advantage of that little trick where you throw a block while you're jumping and it just launches it.
I've been doing
so
that.
So I see someone like way off in the distance just running, I'll just be like, whoop, chuck it at him, blow it up in midair and get the kill. The only thing I wish about the kill cam is it was actually a kill cam and not just watching what happens after they kill you.
Yeah.
I want people to see what I do.
Yeah. I need to just record my gameplay again.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, not only for just all the fun that we have, just the fact that I've done some amazing things that just no one's ever going to see, you know?
Exactly.
So, I also have some really stupid things that happen that I'm glad no one will ever see. But
they would be funny to watch.
It would be probably funny to watch for someone else other than me. So, I gotta go get those cables. I should be getting paid pretty soon. Minecraft videos are doing really well for Hogwarts and stuff. I hit 20,000 views the other day.
20,000.
Yep. And I think, I haven't checked, but I think I'm pretty close to breaking 200 subscribers too. Which is it's a low number, but it's a lot faster than what I had before, which was like 3, and that was because of Sam and two other people I knew, I think.
Probably Alex and
Alex, yeah, Alex was one.
Quiffle
wasn't until later. Until after I did the Art of Annoyance videos with Modern Warfare.
Right.
He's posting stuff on that thing saying that we're going to be doing stuff in Black Ops when we're not, because I'm not getting it. So I think he's making assumptions that I'm just a diehard Call of Duty fan.
Yep.
And that I'm just going to buy everyone regardless if it sucks or not. Which Black Ops probably will suck. So, no. No, I will not. So, good for him, I guess.
Apparently a deal they have going on in, like, Europe is you can trade in Medal of Honor and get Call of Duty for $5 or something.
Yeah.
Like, you give Activision Medal of Honor and they destroy it, I guess.
I guess. You get
Black Ops for $5.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Someone was saying, was it Relentless? When we're playing with Relentless? Saying that he was going to go over there? No, it was that fag from the launches. The head bro.
I don't know
his name. Yeah, he said that he was going to fly over to Europe.
Right.
To do that deal. And I was just thinking in my head, it's like, yeah, it's already going to cost you like $800 just to cross there. And then you're going to switch it just to get Black Ops for $5.
Sound reasoning.
Yeah, nice. It's good thinking.
So, I played the Connect-a-Malls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, how's that?
I liked it.
I was waiting for love it, but
yeah,
I liked it.
Yeah, well.
It's a nice little game to pass the time when you don't have anything else to play. It is very kiddie-ish, but I liked it. Plus, it gives achievements away like a motherfucker.
Does it?
I played for an hour and I got like 16 achievements.
Jesus. I still want to try out the Kinect. I just want to see how well it is at recognizing. Have you set up the facial recognition
stuff? I haven't, because I went over to Robert's and we were playing with his, and I only played the Connect-a-Malls. And he played
Connect Adventures.
Yeah, it comes with Adventures, and then it comes with a demo for Joyride. It comes with a demo for the Kinect Sports and a demo for Dance Central.
Of course.
But I didn't play any of the demos, but he said that the Dance Central was really good, so.
Yeah. We'll see. I don't know. I know he's. I've never played any of those games, so it's hard for me to talk shit on him.
Yeah.
But it's easy to talk shit on him because it's a dance game.
Yeah, I didn't play it, but he said that apparently with the Dance Central, it's like pretty much to a T on par with your body and every movement that you make.
Hmm. Weird. Did you notice like any problems with recognition when you were playing Connectables?
I didn't. It didn't seem like it lagged or anything. It was pretty.
Did it feel like good? Like when you put your hand down to do whatever? Like was the ratio okay?
Yeah, it was perfectly fine. Like when I went whatever, when you go pet it and it shows and it's fine. And then it was pretty cool because like if you wanted to pause it, all you do is you hold your hand out and it pauses. Or if you want to go to the menu, you hold your hand out. It goes to the menu.
And like you keep your right hand down and the left one at like 7 o'clock.
Yeah,
or something.
And then it recognizes or whatever. The only thing it had a little problem with is when I'd go to like throw a toy, you have to like
manhandle
do
it?
The whole squink through or the whole underhand or whatever, or else it won't really recognize that you're throwing a toy or something. Hmm. Which that kind of frustrated me a little, but it was fine.
So,
it
no
was
throwing
nice
like a girl.
No. It was nice and fluid, cuz like if you want to like go through
like
the menu or whatever.
Can you hit it?
You can't.
That's all we
yes
want
no
to know.
It's a yes or no.
Can you
hit
the
thing?
Pet?
You can't straight out smack it. No. But
so they give you like
you,
a stick to
no,
hit?
No. You can't abuse it. But if you do it right and you time it right or whatever, you can peg it in the face with a toy.
Oh, I would do that constantly. Come on, it's my flinch.
Yeah, so I pegged it in the face with a toy, and it, like, freaking stuck its tongue out, and it fell out on the floor and everything. And there's this...
Isn't that cute?
Yeah, you play it with a... some of them like to play with the RC car, so you have to act like you're driving the car.
Yeah,
and you hit them with the car. I ran mine over a couple times. It was pretty funny.
Terry showed me a video of that, and then apparently you can get like a ghost from like Halo, mm-hmm. and they can
the
ride
Halo
in
Warthog
it.
Warthog and the ghost.
Yeah, and a Warthog and stuff like that, and you can drive them around like a little track. That looked kind of cool.
Well, I liked it.
Especially
so
when you crash them.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you could crash and, like, jump off and, like, flip it or something, that'd be amazing.
I thought it was pretty cool, though, because
so you just bought the game? You didn't buy Kinect?
Well, I have to wait to get my Kinect for reasons. But I liked it, too. I thought it was pretty cool because I got the collector's edition, so it came with the plushie. And on the tag, there's a picture on the back of it. And in the game, you go to what's, I can't remember, it's called the something stone, and it looks just like the camera, but it's like a stone. And you take the card, and you hold it up to the camera, well, his was way up above the TV, but you hold it in front of the camera, and the camera recognizes and scans the picture, and it puts that item into your game. So I got the cat in the game.
Nice. Yeah, I saw, there was something else that someone was talking about, how that's how new DLC stuff is kind of going to be for Kinect. It's like you're going to get like a little thing that you can
scan,
so you don't have to put
it
in codes and shit. It'd be a nice alternative if they had the code with it as well, though.
Yeah, and it does like a picture recognition for the animals, but I didn't do it. Like, you pick the animal or whatever you name it, and it's like, oh, do you want to use an object to recognize it? And so I guess you would hold it up to the camera, so every time you wanted to come in, you just hold that object up or picture
so it could be
or something.
Anything?
Yeah, and it recognizes that as the animal, I guess, or whatever.
I can see that being abused. It'd be funny if you can, like, hold up your couch or a chair or something.
Yeah, but I didn't play with it too much or whatever, so you kind of have to talk to Robert about the whole...
Okay, well, I know his room's kind
of
small, and they say that
you
need, like, 8 feet.
Yeah, you do need a lot of space. I mean, the Kinectimals, you don't really need that much space. You do have to step from side to side, like, when you're playing
the games.
So
it's not just a back-and-forth thing. It's a left and right
as
well that you need a lot of space for?
Yeah, and he was playing the Adventures, and he says that you do need a lot of space. Because you'll have to, like, reach over, and I don't know, I guess. I didn't play it, so... But it's pretty cool. The voice recognition is pretty cool. But I guess it's only, like, one little, like, dashboard hub that uses it. So.
Yeah, Netflix doesn't have support for you.
Yeah.
So that was my big thing. I wanted to be able to use Netflix with voice commands.
Yeah, and you have to...
That'd be kind of cool.
You have to speak very clearly for it to be able to recognize you.
And me and Terry watched some stress tests that this guy was just trying to do with, like, low lighting stuff, really loud noises around it as well. And people walking in front of it, which apparently it does great with.
Mm-hmm.
If people walk in front of you, it won't fuck you up unless they're swinging their arms around too. But if people just walk in front of you, it won't mess you up. It'll still see you. So that's kind of cool. And we were talking about how, you know how you wave and it kind of it'll sign you on. It'd be cool if I was already signed on. And then if Terry came over and he sat down and he waved, it would sign him in as a second player.
Well, I guess Robert was saying, like, for signing in, it does, like, a face recognition, too, but we couldn't figure out how to do it, so...
Oh, you couldn't? You have to set it up.
Yeah, he did it, but...
Apparently in a bunch of different lighting settings.
Yeah, we couldn't find it, so... I don't know.
Maybe we can get him to bring it over one day. We can try it out on the cast. That'd be funny.
You guys can totally see us. Watch
have him bring his camera and we'll do a quick little, like, 5-minute video.
We won't look like what you expected.
Yeah. So, he needs to bring Def Jam, whatever,
Rockstar.
Def Jam Rockstar, whatever. Do you know if he's been playing that at all?
The Rockstar? Mm-hmm. I know. I think he beat it. I think he's satisfied with it, so... I checked it out, and I went through. I beat the career mode on easy, so it was very interesting.
Was it? Was there a lot of partial nudity, like it said on the back of the cover?
No, it's just the music video just did the songs, so.
Oh.
But, like, I'm surprised, though, it got, like, a teen rating, because sometimes there's, like, some, like, it would swear, like, it'd say, like, bitch or whatever, or blah, 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 and so it was like, okay, you can't, you know, you play Left 4 Dead. And you say, like, fuck it, asshole, and all that stuff, and you get an M rating, but since it's a music video, and it's a T rating, and
yeah,
I don't know, it was just really weird, but it was okay. I liked it, because it had, like, a lot of, like, I like the older school, like, hip-hop, and it had a lot of that. It kind of started losing it for me when, you know, Drake started coming out.
It was coming out, like, of that Sprite bottle.
Drake and, you know, Nelly, Hot Here. That's when I kind of started to lose it.
Were you singing loudly? Or are you, like, whispering to yourself?
Just kidding, Hot In Here.
Now take off all your clothes.
Just gotta make sure no one can hear you.
I just kind of, like, try to talk it through. And then it does, like, it... I like it. I liked it because it scored you... by how on beat you are with the words,
mm-hmm.
and it scored you, you know, for how many words you missed or got. And then there's parts in it, you know, like how when Rock Band you have to, you know, sing or whatever.
You change the pitch.
Yeah, it has pitch in it, and some of the songs are super hard to do pitch, so it's like you're doing good, and then all of a sudden you just get raped. It's ridiculous.
Vocal raped.
But I figured that, because there was this one song I couldn't do, I can't remember who it was or whatever. And I couldn't say any of the words fast enough, but if I just said, like, random words on pitch exactly, I got the points anyway, so...
Oh, well, there you go.
I didn't really have to sing it. It's like humming in Rock Band. Band is,
you just gotta make the same pitch, that's it.
Done.
Yep. Granted, if you can sing, it's a lot easier to sing and go with the pitches than doing that. That's interesting. You think they're ever going to combine DJ Hero and Rapstar?
I don't know.
That would be interesting.
That would.
Isn't there already a singing thing in DJ Hero, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, there they go. Done. DJ Hero 2 came out, didn't it?
Yeah. Yep. Lou was telling me, he's asked me if I played it. I guess he said it's really, really good. Like, the mixes in it.
Way better than the first one. The first one, I only liked the Daft Punk section.
Mm-hmm.
That was the best part, and I was happy that there was 11 songs or something like that. It was a lot of songs.
Yeah,
in that
it was.
One compared
oh
to
my
the other
god,
ones.
That set list is crazy.
Yeah. But after that, I was just kind of like, these are all right, I guess.
Yeah,
there's like one or two other ones.
I only
really
played
liked.
The demo, so it had just the two songs in it, but I liked it
for DJ Hero 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see if we get a used one in.
So I haven't got a used one?
I don't think I've really sold any.
Yeah,
I haven't.
Nobody's been buying
it. Yeah.
I guess that would be the first part of that, right? Maybe you should start convincing people.
There's somebody
like
out there
who
just has to
try DJ
buy
Hero
2.
And then they come
just
like,
bring it back
it
if you don't
terrible.
Like it. Oh, that's too bad.
I liked it a lot.
Phew. Well...
Just leave it here.
Buy Call of Duty Black Ops.
Yeah, get whatever you wanted.
Yeah, now go choose a game you
We're
want.
Done here.
I'm going to go check this out. My ship's over. Going home. See ya.
I want to play the freaking keyboard on Rock Band 3.
Yeah, yeah. Our friend Devo, he's been playing Rock Band 3.
Has he?
Yeah. And I haven't talked to him about it, but... The guitar looks awesome.
I know. Because we had gotten, like, an email a while ago that said that it's, like, I guess limited or whatever, so we won't be getting restocked on them. Barely, if any. So I'm kind of hoping the ones that we have just, like, sit there until Christmas when we get more hours so I can buy one. Because, I mean, it's, like, $130, which isn't...
It's not terrible for a game that comes with peripherals.
Yeah.
So, that's and I'm always, wait, does it come with everything again?
No, they didn't make an everything bundle. They just made the bundle with the game and the guitar.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then the game's coming out separate, and the guitars are going to be coming out pretty soon. Which they made regular Rock Band guitars, and the six-string guitars are coming out.
Yeah, those aren't out yet, are they?
No, I think they come out in...
I'm interested on seeing on how those work. Like, because I saw, like, them playing it, and, like, it's just a bunch of bars that come up with numbers on them.
Yeah.
And that seems, like, really confusing for someone who doesn't really already know how to play guitar. So, and then they say, it'll teach you how to play guitar. And I was like, I don't understand what 38 there means. What does 38 there mean? You know, so the tutorial better be really good.
Yeah.
Or else they're going to fuck everything up.
I'm just always looking for stuff to play because since my hands are small and I on Guitar Hero, I can't move down the arm fast enough to go higher than medium. So...
My thing is that I can't do the pinky a whole lot for some reason. Like, my pinky just doesn't cooperate.
That's why I like the DJ Hero because it's like... Small, right there. It's right there, and that's why I want to get the keytars, because it's just...
I always lost control of the disc sometimes, you know? Like, I'll just be going and doing it, and then it'll just be like, phew! And I'm like, oh, shit! You know? So, well, have you tried playing the tiny ones on Rock Band? The guitars, there's a big buttons for man hands, and then they have little buttons
at the bottom.
At the bottom for kids.
I have, but I just... It's just, I mean...
It doesn't, yeah, it doesn't feel well.
It's awkward. So the only button I can go to is blue. Can't go past.
Well, there you go. Blue. I haven't played a music game in ages. I have, well, technically it's over at my friend Chris's house, but I have the drum set still for Rock Band for the PS3.
I never could get into the drums. Like
I had to become good at it. I mean, I used to play real drums, and I was the only one that already had experience with it, and no one else was good at it, so I pretty much had to play it all the time. That way we could play harder songs. So I ended up playing the drums all the time, which sometimes sucks. And I don't know. I haven't played with the cymbals yet. Is that only for Guitar Hero?
No, it's for Rock Band, but I think it's only in like the free play, not in the career mode.
Interesting. There's too many music games coming out.
I know, we got those, whatever, the
Power Gig thing.
Six String?
Yeah.
Power Gig Rise of the Six String?
I've never heard of that.
It's
the one with the actual guitar.
Yeah, it's the six string guitar. It's like $180 for the game and the guitar. Next time you go into the store, you'll see him. Lou has them up on the wall.
Huh.
They're freaking massive guitars.
It's interesting. I heard that one. Apparently, me and Terry were looking at upcoming games. There's going to be coming out a country hits for Rock Band in, like, March.
Nice.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Everybody's like, come on, let's go. Let's go play some Rock Band.
I like how in a...
Do a Judy chop.
In Fable... The job is called Loot Hero.
Yeah, I love that. That was great. That's the only job I ever did either. Like, I tried them all the other ones. I was just like, whatever, I'll just play the guitar. And it's just playing scales over and over. Did you get the one for playing level 5 on 4 City?
No, I was going to do that before I took it back, but I forgot.
Level 5 gets tough. Like, they're super small and there's tons of them, you know, from the start. It's hard to get past, like, multiplier 6, but you get shitloads of money.
I always got it mixed up because I'm dyslexic with my colors and my directions sometimes.
Oh.
So, like...
That's just not a game for you then.
So, yeah, because so when it had, like, the red and... or the green and the blue, I would get them backwards, so I'd always have to, like... I'd get to, like, 9 multiplier, and then I'd fuck up because I think green was blue or blue was green, and then I'd have to go back to 1. I was like, it's bullshit.
Yeah. Well, good thing for that achievement is that you only have to get to 1 multiplier. And then it'll show you, like, you know, 1 out of 4. And then you go to the next town and do it. I think I've gotten the multiplier 10 once on a level 5 loot. It gets so fast. Like, you have to sit there and, like, use two hands, and you're just like that over and over. But you get, like, 3 grand per play once you're at level 10. So that's kind of cool. But it didn't matter to me at that moment because I was already getting 80 grand every 5 minutes, so whatever. So I haven't played it in, like, 2 days. I just don't... Well, I played it yesterday a little bit.
Yeah.
But not very much. Me and Terry launched our website yesterday. Or was it? It was 2 days ago. Yeah, teammongoose.com.
Yeah, I saw it on the Facebook.
Yeah, on the Facebook?
On the Facebook.
Yeah.
The zombie content for Red Dead.
Which I think it's the slap in Terry's face, but I hear it's like the best DLC that's ever came out.
I'm thinking about getting Red Dead again.
Yeah?
I did not enjoy Red Dead at all, but the week before Halloween when I was over at Robert's helping him with his costume, he downloaded it and we checked it out. It's pretty awesome.
What's awesome about it? Because it just seems like it.
It's like, I don't know how to explain it. Terry is just awesome. It's just.
So, like, how does it work? Is it like a side story thing?
I guess it's kind of like he was saying, because I never beat the game, but I guess it's somewhere in the middle of the story, okay. I guess. I don't know, but it was pretty freaking insane. There's fucking zombies everywhere.
And is it, like, supposed to be...
massacring you.
Like, an actual thing, or just, like, it's a dream?
No, it's an actual thing that happens. Yeah.
Wow. How did they get around to saying it's, like, some magic potion went wrong?
You had to ask him, because I don't know when he beat it or whatever. But it was pretty cool, because, like, it's got a bunch of quests and all that you have to do, but you can find the horses of the apocalypse in the game.
Yeah, it's like dead horses.
Yeah, so right? You could ride around on them, and each one does like a different... I guess they have a different power. Like if you get war and you ride past the zombies, it'll set them on fire.
That's and awesome.
Yeah, some of them...
Can you take these horses outside of the dead area?
I don't think so. And then some of them... Well, it's like the whole place, like the entire map is all zombies. Like it's just...
So it's a new game.
It's pretty much a new, whole new section.
So if someone got this DLC with it, like the first time they've ever played it, they wouldn't play the same game that we played? Would they still have the same quest after you do the zombie stuff?
I think
everything would still be zombies?
No, everything would be normal. I mean, it's...
Because it would have to, for the people that beat the game, it would have to be like a side thing. Because of what happens at the end of the
game.
It is.
Like, but for the people who haven't played it, it would ruin the story.
Yeah, it would ruin it if you haven't played it. So it has to be like you have to go somewhere and activate it or something. Or run it from the menu or something like that.
But it's pretty cool. And then I'm trying to get him to get the unicorn. You can get
a
unicorn.
I want the unicorn. I saw him.
I wonder what the unicorn does, though.
I don't know. It doesn't have to do anything.
It's a unicorn.
You have to get to, like, level 5 treasure hunter to be able to get to the unicorn.
Oh, I'm maxed out.
In the content. And there's, like, this... I guess there's this part on the map or whatever, but it's, like, on this side, and there's, like, 3 horses. And if you go over there, you can find the unicorn. And
I want that
You sit on it, it's got, like, rosy petals that come out of it. And when you ride it, it's got, like, this magical trail that follows it. Because he saw the video and I was like, you have to get that. That's so awesome. I was like, I want to play it just to get the unicorn.
that unicorn should, like, explode zombies when you come by it.
Just blow up. And they turn into flowers.
Yeah, like rose petals or something. And, like, as you walk around, like, the ground, like, fixes itself.
It's like Okami where you just leave flowers.
And the zombies, you have to shoot them in the head to kill them. If you shoot them anywhere else, they won't die. But I don't know if...
Do their limbs and stuff fall off?
Not really. No, they don't. Which would have been cool, but it's got, like, this, like, time freeze thing. I don't know if it's in the regular game, but it's, like, something that you activate it, and you could just, like, if there's, like, 5 zombies, you could just...
Oh, yeah,
mark
eye.
Them, oh, yeah. And then you'll shoot them. Yeah, the Deadeye thing. Yeah. So, I never used it, so I don't know, but it was pretty cool.
How much did you play of Red Dead and not use
Deadeye? I didn't play it at all.
Deadeye was amazing.
I didn't play it at all.
I didn't like collecting things.
I didn't really play the storyline. I kind of just went around killing people and their horses.
So I like killing their horses first so they fall forward and fall off them.
I'd kill my horse because I didn't like the colors.
I killed my horse accidentally. Like, when I try to manually aim, I'll be like aiming and the horse's head will be in the way and it goes straight through him and hits who I was aiming at, but it kills my horse and I fall off.
Yeah, and there's like there's undead animals in it too, like undead horses. There's freaking bears and
freaking
cougars
bears
and stuff.
Bears
were terrifying on their own.
Yeah, you didn't fight bears, did you? God,
no.
Damn.
No, bears were way up ahead in the end of the game. They were scary. They have like people faces.
They were huge too.
They were.
And they would fuck you up if they got anywhere close to you. You were dead.
Yeah.
That was it. You had to kill them way beforehand or else you had no chance.
It was them and cougars, because cougars would sneak up on you and you wouldn't hear them coming. All of a sudden they'd jump and kill your horse and then you're on the ground and they're just beating you while you're on the ground.
I remember the first time I saw a bear, I sniped it straight in the face because of your advice saying that the sniper rifle would be the best way. I saw one way off in the distance and That was the end of that bear. There's just one shot, one kill. Which is good, because there was other times where they would sneak up on me.
Yeah.
I don't know how bears sneak up on you, but they do. And
you just kind of hear little footsteps behind you, like, oh, no, you turn around, there they are, boom, and you're on the ground.
That's when you, like, turn around and smash their dead eye button as fast as possible and try to shoot them in the face.
I missed that game.
That was an interesting game. I don't see that game being a game with a lot of replay value, though. Like, no. I played through it, and I had fun, but it wouldn't be a game that I would pick up every now and then. It would only be a game that I would pick up every now and then, maybe once a month or something if I got bored and just go in and shoot a few people and take it out, you know?
That's why multiplayer is such a big deal for me now.
Exactly. It adds a lot of replayability to games. Like, I wouldn't have a lot of these games if it wasn't multiplayer, you know? Borderlands is only fun with multiplayer. Battlefield, I wouldn't own that game if it wasn't for multiplayer.
Yeah.
You know? Skate 3 was amazing. Mass Effect 2 didn't have any, but it was fantastic.
It's like the only reason to get shooters these days. It's because of multiplayer.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Battlefield, I don't think, would be as fun if there wasn't destructibility.
Right.
I think that game would have burnt out a very long time ago.
Gotta have destructibility.
Yeah.
I love it.
I did notice, though, Battlefield doesn't like you shooting through things.
No.
Ever.
No,
it's bullshit.
You have
in my mind.
Magnum ammo.
I always have Magnum ammo on my sniper.
And it's only very specific things. Like, you can go through wood. You can't do cement or anything like that. Basically, wood's the only thing you can shoot through.
Yeah, you can't even shoot through sheet metal.
Right. Won't let you go through. Unless you have a machine gun. Like, heavy machine gun.
Oh, okay.
If you get on those, you can shoot through metal.
Okay.
But yeah, regular guns can only really do wood.
You would think that.
Yeah, I know.
A bullet's this big.
Yep. Even rockets blow up when you hit sheet metal. It blows up the sheet metal, but they blow up.
Yeah. I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Nope.
So, you would think that that would be something that they could fix in a patch.
They're not big on updating it very much.
The
updates
aren't
updates.
They
still haven't fixed that. They still haven't fixed the little bug where it says you lose at the end of a round when you win.
Yeah, and that's been, like, there the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, their DLC and stuff aren't really DLC either. It's just like, hey,
just
remember this
things.
Map that you can only play in this game
mode?
Well,
now you can play it in this game
mode. So instead of playing Team Squad, you can now play Rush on it. So it's just...
Yeah, that's why I'm just waiting for Vietnam now. Hopefully they'll fix all the stuff that's wrong, and then we'll have more maps and completely different multiplayer thing. We'll all have to start over.
What do you mean?
We'll all be level 1 and have new unlocks to do for Vietnam.
Is Vietnam a completely different game?
No. It's
DLC?
It's DLC. But when you play Vietnam, it's separate.
So there's Vietnam levels, and then there's Battlefield levels.
Yeah.
Weird.
So we'll have to start over, and so we can unlock all the new stuff.
I'm not excited for Vietnam at all, but I'll probably still get it.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like that whole era. Are they going to bring back, like, old guns, or are you just fighting in Vietnam?
No, it's going to be old guns and stuff.
It's old time again? Okay.
That's why you have to unlock everything again, because it's going to be all old stuff.
Okay. Maybe if the M1 Grand is fun to shoot, then maybe. That was always my favorite gun. Love the M1 Grand.
You can get it in regular Bad Company.
Hmm?
That's the
I don't think I have it yet.
The veteran gun. You just have to register another Battlefield game, and then they'll give you the
gun. I don't have another Battlefield game.
Supposedly you can do it with Battlefield Heroes, which is free online, but I tried that, and it didn't work.
Hmm. Oh, well. I don't want to go out and buy Bad Company 1.
See, that's the thing that sucks. I own Bad Company 1, but I guess someone stole it from my brother's house, so now I don't.
That sucks.
Yep.
Yeah. I got something that can liven you up. Harry Potter, 2 weeks.
Gotta get my tickets next Friday.
Are they on sale now?
Yeah.
Yeah?
They are on sale.
What time are we going to go see it?
I'm going at midnight.
Midnight?
Yeah, I think what they're... I don't know if they're going to do, like... They're going to go by the times on the tickets, or if they're going to do, like, what they did for Twilight. Because pretty much what they did for Twilight is there was, like, the 1201, the 1202, the 1203. But they... When you got to the theater, they pretty much... Because every theater was playing Twilight. So you pretty much just free-for-all to whatever theater you wanted.
Really?
Which I guess a lot of people didn't like that, and some people, I liked it, because it was just like, just whatever, but...
I wonder how early you can get to get seats.
You can go as early as you want and start lining up, because when there was freaking people at like 10 in the morning for Twilight when I went to go do, because I bought it off the Fandango, when I went to go redeem it. There was, like, freaking moms out there with their 9-year-old kids at 10 in the morning in line to see Twilight.
That's a 14-hour wait.
Yeah.
I don't think I like that. I don't want to do that at all. Fucking, I hate going 3 hours early for game releases. Yeah. You know? That sucks.
I'm so excited. I was watching the trailers the other day. I got excited, and then I saw the Harry Potter Snuggie on the Hot Topic site.
What's with Snuggies? Like, why is that, like, a thing? I mean, get a fucking blanket. Jesus. Stop being retarded. I need a robe because I'm too retarded to find shit.
But I'm pretty excited. Like, I don't even know how excited I am. Like,
no, I don't.
This
but...
is just...
It's no words.
Any words. It's like everybody always makes fun of me because, oh, Harry Potter's so stupid, but it's like people don't realize that it's such a big part of my life because I've been reading them since I was like in the 5th grade and watching all the movies, so it's like Harry Potter was like my escape, I guess you would say. Like, I just, it's such a big part of my life that it's...
Yeah, I think I read the first book when I was like 11, you know. That was 11 years ago.
Yeah, so exactly. It's been in your freaking life. Again,
it's been 11 years.
It's intense, and now that's fine. It's coming to an end, it's like, I can't believe it. It's actually ending.
Didn't it already end, though?
The movies are ending. Okay, Terry. The books ended, but I was happy for a while because I still had the movies to hold on to, but now the movies are going to be gone.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you got until June of next year. And then after that, then you're done. Supposedly, because I've heard speculation that there's going to be more.
That's what I heard, too.
But I don't know what they're going to do it about.
I don't. Man.
It's going to be about Ron.
Well, the Ron Chronicles. They kind of, like, made a little, like, epilogue thing at the end. Like, X amount of years later. but it was so stupid. I hated it. It was the dumbest thing she could have done, because she made it all, like, nice and cheesy and corny, and everybody was friends, and it was just so stupid.
I don't know. I've never read an epilogue that I liked.
Ooh. Is there a Hogwarts College?
No, because once you graduate Hogwarts, that's the school. That's,
yeah. You're 7 wizard. Years. Yeah.
Gotta get your master's degree.
Mastered in wizardry.
I'm sure you could go on to, like, get licenses to be, like, an animagus or something like that, but that's about dumbass. It. You go work at the ministry. Become a...
A dick?
Yeah, like yeah. Percy.
Percy's
such a douche.
He wasn't originally.
I didn't like that they didn't put him in very many of the movies. I didn't like that they didn't put him in the movies, and I didn't like that they didn't really put Bill or, what's the other brother? I can't remember his name. The Frank. Two older brothers, Ron's two older brothers, they didn't put them in the movies at all, and then now all of a sudden it's going to be Bill and Fleur's wedding in this movie, and they're like, people are going to be like, who the fuck is Bill? That's Ron's older brother. Duh!
Well, they put the twins in.
Yeah. Oh, poor twins. Red.
Is there something we should know about the twins?
No, I can't say anything. I'm not going to lie, though.
I think you've said enough.
I'm probably going to cry.
Yeah, okay, well. Everybody dies. At the end, not a huge everybody. Nuke goes off, and everybody dies.
It's going to be so...
Those who are living are mutations of their former self.
It's going to be Harry Potter fallout.
They need to put, like, the pins out, because, like, how... They need to make, like, a pin that's about Snape, wondering if he's good or bad, because that's going to be the thing that you find out in this next movie.
Well, Team Snape.
If he's good or bad.
Well, that's been, like, the thing forever, though.
Yeah, but now you're really going to find out.
Yeah, but now they're really going to tell you.
I mean, I already know, but...
Yeah, well, all the Harry Potter nerds know already. The people who have read through the books already, you know?
Just seeing how she's going to execute it, it's going to be pretty interesting.
I wonder how big of a hand she has in the movies. Because it didn't feel like a whole lot in the beginning.
Yeah, it didn't. I don't know. I don't know if she's actually on set or near when they do the movies, or I don't know exactly.
She's vacationing.
In Harry Potter Land?
Yep.
I think I may have the audiobooks for them. At my last job, I decided that to help me get through the day, because between listening to podcasts and stuff like that, I'd get audiobooks and just listen to them. Mm-hmm. Like, I went through the whole Percy Jackson and the Olympians series, all 5 books in, like, a week. And that was great, you know, because it's the same book, because they just fucking read it, you know?
Yeah, they're going to be doing this thing I saw, though, when I went to go look up tickets to see if they were selling. I guess the day before, on the 18th, they're going to be showing The Order of the Phoenix and The Half-Blood Prince. For $20, so it's like a 7-hour Harry Potter thong.
I was going to say, did you get, it's like $20 for both movies?
Yeah, okay, both movies. Right,
not each
but
movie.
But I have them all, so.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I mean, there's the whole experience of seeing it in a big screen and everything
I've
again.
I've seen them all in the movie.
Theater. Everybody has. The theater. All that in theaters 25 years ago, they went and saw it again. I think it's more of just, like, getting hyped up for it, you know?
Oh, I'm hyped up for it.
Because yeah. There's a few people that just don't need that extra push. But if you think about it, you'd be paying $30 within 2 days to watch 3 Harry Potter movies. 2 of which you've already seen. I don't think I've actually seen Half-Blood Prince, though.
I haven't seen anything past the third one.
What? Terry! Jeez.
Deal with it.
Boom!
No, the fourth one.
Okay, the fourth one was the best.
That was the tournament one, yeah. I didn't even watch all of that, though. I only saw bits and pieces.
So sad at the end when Cedric dies.
Who?
Oh, Cedric, yeah. With his dad. Yeah. Such a heartfelt moment.
I didn't see that coming. honestly didn't. I thought Harry'd be like, here you go. Have it. No, enjoy it. Nope, that didn't happen.
I don't really like how they haven't been explaining the whole thing going back and forth between, like, Harry and Dudley. Not Dudley, what the fuck is that nerdy kid's name? Neville, about the who was the chosen one. Because in the books, how the prophecy, whatever, and I know there was, like, some speculation of whether or not it'd be Neville or Harry. There's just some things.
Chosen one, for what?
To defeat Voldemort.
Oh, and so, wait, what? Neville?
Yeah, there's, like, it was this thing, but there's, like, some things in the movies and the books that they just, they need to put in there. That they haven't been.
Well, they've been doing that since
it's the first one, but
I've been watching the movies though. I've seen the first two movies probably about 3 times the last 2 weeks. Just because there's shots of the castle and stuff. That's basically the only reason. I need to go and read the books. I shouldn't have stopped at 3.
No.
But the
third one is the one that sucks the most.
Yeah. This thing's old. So it has the paperback on it.
I think I read up to the 4th one.
Yeah?
And I tried to read the 5th one, and by then I just didn't care.
See, that's the thing. I don't know if I'd rather read or listen to the audiobooks. Because if I listen to the audiobooks, I can do other things, too.
Right.
Do mindless things, like probably when I'm actually working on Hogwarts, listen to Harry Potter. But I don't know. I think you get more out of reading, you know? Like, you're more involved with it because that's what you're doing.
Right.
You know? But audiobooks go by much faster. Because usually when I read things, if I don't quite understand something, I'll go back like 2 or 3 pages and read it again and get a, you know, second opinion on it. Like there was a part in The Dark Tower, I think it was in the 2nd book, where the main character's like running away from like this town that all hates him at the moment. And they're crazy people, and this little kid like goes and takes like bites and takes a chunk out of his calf. And, like, Stephen King just goes into, like, depth about this, and he just turns around and blasts the kid in the face with, like, this huge-ass revolver. And, it was amazing. Like, I understood it all, but I just wanted to read it again. So, that was cool. That was a weird book, so. I don't know.
Stephen King is kind of weird.
Yeah. He curses a lot, and he gets really gross sometimes.
Yeah.
I can't recommend really The Dark Tower to anybody. It was an interesting read. I can't say it was a good read. It was interesting just to seeing how he did that. Although some of his other books were a lot better. The Shining was pretty good.
I'm in the middle of reading that one right now.
Yeah.
I should read it.
He did a short story called The Girl Who Loved Tom Gordon that I really liked. It's like 200 or 300 pages. I just had to read it for English class one time. I just chose a random book.
It's a short story.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like Grendel over there, like that short. That for a book that short.
Yeah, it is. Did you read The Stand, Terry?
That shit is like fucking 3,000 pages, dude. That is like this big. It was terrible.
Maybe I'm just behind on books.
No one really reads books big.
Not that big.
Like, this is about average. This is what a book would be. And this isn't all that much. I don't think it's 1,000.
But it's kind of got big words on it, something. Doesn't it?
Huh?
The words are kind of big on it.
Yeah, they are kind of big.
Yeah, so you got freaking when Stephen King writes, his words are like this big. Tiny, tiny on the page.
Teeny tiny.
To break out the collection.
Quick way. Yeah, see, this is just under 600, but you can see how the writing is. It's much smaller.
That is something.
But the pages are a lot smaller than this one, obviously, so there'd be more pages, but yeah. So they're investments. That's definitely true. Look how creepy he looks.
He does look creepy. Just, I like, though, that his book, the older ones, are, like, fairly cheap. So whenever I go to the bookstore, I kind of just, like, buy a couple and, like, stash them for when I want to start reading again. But now that we don't get our Barnes & Noble discount out anymore.
Yeah. Huh?
We don't get our Barnes & Noble discount anymore.
Really? Why not?
I don't know, but it's stupid.
That is actually kind of stupid. Why would they just take that away?
Retarded.
I would hope so.
Well, most of the time paper doesn't have a smell.
No, paper smells like paper.
I guess so. Oh, that one's upside down. Oh. Yeah, my buddy, I didn't finish that series until, like, 3 years later, once I started it, because it wasn't something I was just reading every day.
Yeah.
And all the books were already out, so it wasn't like that was the problem where I was just waiting for the books to come out. All 7 were already out. This is only the first 4. But a buddy of mine, I needed something to read because I think I was in Saturday school or something, and my buddy Andrew Leadholm, he lent me the first one because he was a huge Stephen King fan, probably still is, and he gave me the first one. I was like, that was interesting, I guess.
It sucked.
So I got the second one, and then I ended up just buying the first 4, and then it led to the other ones. Because you get to that point where you're like, you just feel invested enough to where you have to finish it, you know? Yeah, I read the first 4, I might as well finish the other 14. So a lot of people don't read anymore, though. I don't think this next generation...
No.
I don't think they read at all.
Well, my sister reads a lot sometimes. It depends. She...
Yeah, that whole sentence was just contradictory.
She reads
a lot sometimes, but it depends.
You have to find that series that...
Yeah, no, that I completely agree.
She's been reading...
You can't just read.
What has she been reading?
I read my computer
The
screen.
Hunger Games, I guess?
Hummer Games?
Hunger Games or something Hunger like Games? That is what she's reading. It's like a 3 series... I don't know what it's about.
How old's your sister?
15? 14? Something like that.
That's okay.
She's a sophomore.
My sister's age, too.
Yeah, she's read all the Harry Potters. She's really into, like, Broadway now, so she's been reading all the plays. Like, she has Wicked, and she's been watching Rent and all that stuff.
I was going to say, is she watching Rent yet? That's bound to come.
It's all due to Glee.
Glee sucks. I didn't know it was an hour-long show up until, like, 2 days ago.
They, I've seen the first season. It's okay. I do like some of their remakes a little more, but they kind of lost it for me because they did a remake of Katy Perry's Teenage Dream, and it absolutely blows.
Do you like Katy Perry a lot?
I do like that song a lot, and their rendition of it just kind of sucks.
I saw they did a rendition of a Rocky Horror Show.
Yeah,
Show.
I didn't watch it.
I didn't want to watch it because I don't want them to destroy it completely.
I didn't see that episode.
I'm just super biased against them. I don't like musicals and I never have. But my mind has been changed. Like, Moulin Rouge wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. It was all right. I like Ewan McGregor.
Yeah, he's awesome.
That was pretty much the only reason I watched it.
The only one I really like is the Phantom of the Opera remake.
I never watched that one. It's good. And I haven't seen Sound of Music either. I heard both of those were alright. So. Was there anything else that we need to talk about? Or want to talk about? Anything coming up? Aside from Black Duty?
Black Duty everywhere.
Harry Potter. After Black Duty, you got to prepare for Cataclysm.
Oh, yeah. That's like a month away. I don't want to have to reactivate my WoW account and that all going again.
It's probably going to happen.
I know it's going to happen. That's what sucks. And what's going to suck is that I'm not going to do it by myself.
Nope.
So I'm going to have to wait until someone else is going to be on like the same track as I am, mm-hmm. you know, or what. I know Jose is going to be doing it fucking
yeah,
constantly.
He's already playing without it.
Same with Robert.
Might just have to get a guild together.
I think they're already invested in, like, I don't know, progression guilds or something.
No.
I don't know.
I know Jose's in, like, a hardcore one. Just going on and on about this yeah. raid. I was in this raid, and we needed this item, and I was like, blah, 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 blah. I don't understand half of what he's saying.
Neither do I. I know. You just kind of tune out. And it's and weird we because played we the game. Played the game, yeah.
And we don't know what he's talking about. But then I've never actually made it to cap. I got to 75, and then I got bored.
Man, those last 10 levels were amazing for me.
That's where it started sucking.
What'd you play again?
Paladin.
You played Paladin?
Yeah.
Oh, so did I.
That's the only one I was ever able to get that high, because it's so easy.
Yeah, yeah, they're easy. Which is kind of why I don't want to play any other class. Like, I only mind playing Hunter, because they're apparently pretty easy.
Yeah, now you don't
have
need,
a pet going out there, and you just
don't
sit
need
there.
Ammo anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, that's
just you have a bow and just pew pew done.
Hmm.
I was probably gonna do if I were to play again, I'd probably do priest because I like healing now.
Yeah. I went holy pally after
yeah,
I hit
yeah.
80. That was amazing.
Yeah, I bet.
Fucking, you go out there wearing big ass armor, and you're just like, boop, boop, boop. You don't have to worry about yourself dying either.
Right.
Because if you get in trouble, you just bubble and run away. So that's good. Did you play WoW at all?
No, I never played.
Are you going to play Cataclysm?
I don't know.
That's a huge investment for a beginner.
Yeah, it is a huge investment.
I
you need to buy Burning Crusade.
First you got to buy WoW, and then you buy Burning Crusade.
When I was going out with Cameron, he tried to get me to play it. Like, he set me up with a person or whatever, and I wasn't really that interested. But I know that if I play that, I know I'll never be off the computer. I know. Well, my personality with games is just, like, so addictive. Like,
well, see, that's the thing. Like, me and Terry, we've gotten invested in a few games before. I think yeah. Oblivion, when it first came out, that was...
Yep.
That was it for us for a while. I had 350 hours clocked in on one of mine. And then Fallout 3, that was Fallout New Vegas. I mean, we're a lot busier now with, you know, being older and everything. But still, there's... For WoW, it's just... The people that are addicted to WoW just haven't... They don't have any other interests, really. Like, they play WoW. They'll play other things, you know. They'll play Xbox games and stuff like that. But they'll only play for, like, maybe half a day or something like that.
Jose.
And they'll be right back to... Yeah, Jose. he's great in those games, you know. He's a really good, like, in Modern Warfare 2. He's basically my sniper buddy. He's great, you know. He's good at the game, but...
5 minutes later, he's back on WoW.
Yeah, he's like, oh, well, it's raid time, so I'll see you later. So it's... I don't know. Like, if you're already invested in so many of those other games, you won't get addicted to WoW. You probably will for maybe the first month or two. Like, you'll just be like, you know, I gotta get to 80, gotta get to 80, and, well, it'll be 85 when Cataclysm comes out, but... I don't know. I don't see anybody that has our type of gaming background would get addicted forever on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When we have so many options other than WoW.
I've already quit that game so many times now.
We've quit it like 3 times.
Yeah.
I played one time, and I played for about 6 months, and it took me 2 months, I think, to get to 80. And then after I hit 80, my buddy, I played with people that were obsessed with the game. So they were constantly telling me what to do. So I was just like, okay, well, I'll go do that. I'll go do this.
Get off my back, Mom.
You know, and so, like, well, why don't you pick up this profession? I was like, okay, well, then I can start working on that profession, level that out. Like, well, now you need a second one. I was like, okay, well, I'll do that one. So it's just basically me just listening to what they wanted me to do, and it just kept me entertained for a long time. But I didn't have an Xbox at the time. I just had my PC. So I'm basically just going to be playing Cataclysm to see the storyline again. Because...
There was a storyline?
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird, right?
I skip every quest in WoW. I don't give a shit.
Well...
It's like I scroll down to what they want me to do, and then I do it.
Yeah, no, you eventually start doing that, because it takes forever to read them all, but...
It's like I said, I'm at the point where I've played so many times, I already have an idea what's going on.
We all know the starting area of, like, the back of our hand.
Yeah, it's that, that's and, like, up to level 60, I'm good.
See, that's the thing, so...
And by then, it's like, I still don't care once I get past that.
That's why I'm looking forward to Cataclysm, because all that's changing.
Right.
It's all going to be new. So I'm going to have all the fun that I had past 60 the first time through.
Right.
Again, for all the levels. So... It'll probably be the same shit. Go gather 5 of those eggs.
Okay. Sure.
I'll do it. Oh, you're gonna give me gold too? Alright. Also, how do NPCs give away experience? Like, if MMOs were supposed to be like real life...
They just tapped you on the head. Bam. You are better now.
Yeah, like, because, I mean, you can... When you do things for other people, they give you money. They give you items. I understand that. You know, it's like, oh, well, here you go.
Experience.
You know? How do you do experience?
Is a little... They're like little beads.
Like Mardi Gras beads.
Yeah. There you go. Put them on.
Okay.
You get stronger.
Right. So by the time you're 80, you just like, fuck.
Just big thing of beads on you. It's like a Mr. T chain.
I'm waiting for someone to trade in a Sims 3.
Sims 3
for the Xbox.
Yeah, I can't remember if I was talking to Lou or Isra about it, but I guess it got pretty decent reviews, and they were saying it's pretty much like they like almost perfectly ported over the Sims 3 to the Xbox or whatever. Like, it's the best Sims console game that they've come out with. I just want it so I could get the Woohoo achievement, but
I have it for the PC, and it's a lot of fun. It really is. Sims 3 especially. And it is the best Sims that they've made to date, but it's hard to believe that they ported it good for the console.
My favorite Sims will always be, for the first one, the Make and Magic expansion.
Mine was Sims Vacation. That was the very first expansion I ever bought.
And then I liked the Sims Apartments, the Sims 2 Apartments, because it kind of brought the magic stuff back, because you could be a little, like, wizard or witch or whatever. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, they started off with Sims 3 just, like, with tons of shit. Like, this one has a lot more from the starting than any of the other ones. But I don't even know. I'm sure they've come with expansions
already. They come out for, like, 3, I think. They came out with... an adventures one where you go to like different countries, I guess. They've come out with one for cars, and then they're coming out with another one, or they came out with another one, but I don't remember what it was.
Well, it's good for them. They got like 7 more to go before they start working on Sims 4.
Oh my god.
If they are going to make a Sims 4, which I'm sure they will. I don't think that franchise is going to die for a while.
Nope.
Not with all the money they squeeze out of it, with all the expansions.
How many expansions does the first one have?
The Sims 1? It only had a couple of them, not too many, I think, maybe.
Yeah, Sims 2 is the one that just blew
Sims
up.
Yeah, Sims 2, freaking, I have, I think, all the expansions except for, like, 3 of them, which are just, like, the stupid clothes ones. Because my mom was the one who got us started on playing Sims. Because when I was in elementary school and we would go to school, while we were gone, she'd spend all day playing The Sims.
That was like, that's weird. I mean, that's like a girl I grew up with in elementary school. Her mom loved playing Sims as well, and so they had them all.
Yeah.
And they would play them and stuff. And it's like, it's weird, you know, a housewife is playing... another house and managing that house while doing her own house, so she's double housing.
She's double housing.
I don't know.
This is how my life is supposed to be.
This is how I wanted it to be.
You could have been a wizard! Lauren would have died in the pool. Okay, well, let's end it on that bright note. We're at an hour and a half, so it's a pretty good cast. I don't want to start rambling like we usually do. So thanks, everybody, for listening. Now, hopefully we'll have another one soon out. I'd like to get Robert back on here to maybe bring over Kinect, and we can kind of get a little bit more hands-on than that.
Get all handsy with Kinect.
Play some connectables. I want to
beat cats.
The cats. Did you make a panther?
I didn't. I made a. I had a leopard, and then I found like a cloud leopard. Because once you progress through the island, you find more cats.
Oh.
Yeah, or more animals or whatever. There's
wild cats.
There's cats, and I think there's like bears and wolves or something on there.
I heard it was just cats.
There's like. Because when you go into the game, you go to, like, the bonding circle, and it's got, like, the animal
circle.
Stones on it, and there's different animals, so we were thinking it's supposed to have, like, over X amount of animals in it, so...
We'll
see. Get the bear, then trade it to be a killer.
Bear. I would hit it all the time. Like, what? Come on. Want to start something? I'll hit you with this RC.
There should be an achievement for an abusing animal.
Like what? Like zero? Zero yeah. points?
I get
you
five
dick.
Points.
That was it. Okay. Well, we went off on a tangent. Anyways, I'll talk to you guys later.